Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now, usually we start off every episode with our side eye of the week, but this episode we're actually going to be talking about something a little bit, well, not a little bit, about something very serious, and we thought it would be best to skip our side eyes.
So we are going to be chatting about what happened a little while ago at Bondi. So if this is something that you don't want to listen to, we just encourage you to skip. And we've also left some links in the video description if you are needing some help. So for all our overseas listeners, in Sydney, Australia, there is a main shopping center called Bondi Junction. Is that what it's called? Bondi Junction? Yeah. And we've actually been there a few times. We got our permanent bracelets done there a couple of months ago. And basically on this day, there was a man who entered the shopping center and went to stab six people and injured a whole heap of others, but the six people sadly lost their lives. And one of the victims that was actually stabbed was a 9-month-old baby, and that 9-month-old baby actually lost her mother that day as well. So for everyone overseas, this clearly had a huge impact on everyone in Australia. There were so many people that were affected by this. And since then, it has come out that he was struggling with mental health, and it appears that he was targeting women. And we're not going to talk too much more about the actual incident, but we did want to use our platform to talk about what is happening in Australia and the violence that is happening towards women. So what was your reaction when you first heard the news about Bondi?
Well, I remember we were still in America. And I mean, honestly, when I first heard about it, I didn't really think of it too much because, one, I don't watch the news, and two, it just like felt like it wasn't real. Like it felt like that wouldn't happen like in Sydney. Like that's not something that would happen just on a random day. Like I just thought there was more to the story. I don't know. I just didn't really believe it because obviously the news puts out a lot of fake stuff as well.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of waiting to see like if something else would come out, not knowing that it would become like a huge thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
For sure.
I
remember reading it and just being so invested.
Well, I remember waking up. It was like the morning of Coachella. It was like 6 a.m. and you were reading it.
Yeah.
And you're like crying. I was like, what are you doing? Like, don't read the news.
Because
like,
I was shocked. And it feels so weird for us to be in America.
Yeah.
Experiencing a festival, experiencing something as a family, enjoying our time, and then that is happening back in our home.
Yeah.
It was such a weird feeling for me. And then the more that I read about it, when I found out about the baby, when I found out we actually met Ash Good, which fucking blows my mind. You know what I'm saying? So there were all these emotions. It was like mixed emotions. Like I was having a great time with my family, but there's this horrible incident happening in our home. And I was just getting invested. We didn't have a lot of spare time, but every spare minute that I had, I was on the internet finding out what was happening back at home.
See, I didn't read into it too much until I guess we actually came back home because we were so, you know, we were doing lots of stuff. But yeah, I didn't realize like most of the victims were women. I just thought it was just a random attack. Like I didn't read too much into it. I just heard that like by the time we found out about it, it was very fresh. It was like there was a stabbing at Bondi.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I was like, well, there's lots of stabbings everywhere, but I didn't realize it was such a big.
Like it was actually intentional. Yeah. And he went out. Yeah, I know. It was very strange. It was such a weird thing to learn about because normally we're in Australia learning about shootings that are happening in America.
Mm.
Now it's like the total opposite. We're in America and there's something happening back at home.
Mm.
It was very odd.
And it's so weird, like just a place that we go to. We've been to or we know very well. You know what I mean? Like that literally could have been anyone.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. It made me feel so sick. And then the news came out that I think it was a police commissioner or someone, a police officer who came out and said that he clearly was attacking or looking for women. And then his parents were interviewed, which I think is horrible that they interviewed the parents, by the way. But the parents were interviewed and in the interview, the dad said, yeah, he was targeting women because he couldn't get a girlfriend. Did you hear that?
No.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah.
I feel sick right now.
I know.
Wild.
It's just crazy.
That's just crazy.
So, yeah, and then there's obviously a lot of unanswered questions. We don't know the full story, but we do know that's what we've been told, that his dad said he was upset towards women and so he went out and did whatever he did. But there's obviously that other side as well, like he was struggling with mental health and he wasn't getting the help that he needed, but at the same time he was targeting women. And like what you were saying before, it's very shocking. It doesn't feel real. Like this doesn't happen in Australia, but the facts are it does happen in Australia. There are 30 women to date. So from the date that we're recording this episode, it's probably going to change in a week's time. But right now there are 30 women that have lost their lives in Australia this year by a man.
That's crazy.
It is actually crazy.
That's like more than one a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Is it? I'm really bad at maths.
Yeah, well, there's 52 weeks in a year and we're not even halfway through the year. That is so scary. I feel like ever since the attack, it's honestly opened my eyes to be like, because I'm such an independent person, like all my guy friends, they always warn me.
Mm.
Like even like my car having personalized plates, they're like, when are you going to get them changed? I'm like, I'm not. Like, why would I get them changed? And they're like, you never think that, holy shit, you actually have to watch your back. But like ever since it happened, like I've been walking and I'm like looking around.
I'm on edge.
I'm like, I'm actually on edge because like you literally never know, you know. We live in such a fantasy that everything's all good and then something like this happens and it's like that literally could have been like someone you knew or it could have been you.
Mm.
And yeah, just like it's just crazy.
Do you know what really blows my mind? And I was saying this to Dad the other day. So, you know, self-defense.
Yeah.
So let's just say two guys were at a bar. They have a disagreement. One guy punches the dude and the other guy punches him back for self-defense. That's allowed, right?
Mm.
Let's say I'm walking down the road and some dude punches me. Can you imagine me punching him back as self-defense? I'm like a little weakling, Letitia, right?
Mm.
It's just like not adding up. And we're not allowed to carry pepper spray.
Mm.
It's illegal in Australia. Like we're not allowed to carry that at all.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to protect myself? Like there's just – do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never really thought of that because I don't – I've never really thought that we needed pepper spray.
Well, I feel like we do. Like imagine if they had it at the shopping – like the people at the shopping centre had something to protect themselves. Would this have happened?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Well, and it's not like you're carrying – like in America, you're allowed guns. I mean, that's a bit extreme. I don't think that's I don't think that should be allowed, but like there should be some sort of protection that women can kind of have on them.
Well, that's the thing. Protection or not, like there's many things you can have, but we shouldn't even need it. Like in the bigger picture of things, we shouldn't need to worry about that. Like
so true.
If you think about it, I could carry like a knuckle buster, but like
that.
You know what?
Is that the thing you put like a ring?
Yeah, it's like a big like metal thing.
Yeah, that's
but, like that's the thing. Like I shouldn't have to worry about.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, maybe we should just educate from a young age that you know how we. I feel like it all comes from like how online. You know, it's just like our fundamental things that we learn growing up, like how men are superior to women,
yeah,
and how they treat women,
yeah,
and I mean it's small things, but everything we learn from a young age is how we do things in the big world and in the grand scheme of things,
yeah.
So, like the fact that we have to like think, what should we carry with us, is crazy.
Yeah, it's actually so true what you say because I was actually just watching this TikTok, and it was this girl who Googled what makes someone manly? And the results that came up were like strong, powerful, intelligent, you know, all these positive words. And then she Googled the exact same thing, but then changed the word to womanly. And the things that came up were weak, just all these negative things, petite, small, those type of words that describe a woman. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe something needs to change around that. So that men don't treat women like this.
Yeah.
And obviously not all men are like this. There are seriously, you know, amazing men out there. But there is something that is very wrong.
Yeah.
I definitely feel on edge for myself, but even like for you and Deja, like I'm a mother of two girls, I feel very, like my worry is definitely heightened. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially for like, I feel like you're a baddie. Like you are, you go to the gym, you box, you know self-defense. But especially for Deja, I'm definitely, imagine if she went, because she goes to the shopping center all the time. It was a Saturday that this happened.
Yeah.
Do you know how many kids would have been there just shopping and doing their own thing, having fun?
I know. It's wild.
It's crazy. It's actually insane. And I know like as a mum of two girls as well, I try not to – I don't want to freak you guys out, right, and make you just stay at home and never want to leave the house.
Yeah.
But I do try to, I guess, educate you on what to look out for and to be aware of your surroundings, right? And I think – women of sons too should be educating their sons on how to treat women and how to make them feel, right? So I think that's one way we can kind of change the story for what's happening.
Yeah.
If I had sons, I think, and I think Seb is a perfect example for this, he's very respectful towards his elders, right? Seb is Tisha's best friend, if you guys don't know. but he's very respectful towards his mother, his grandmother, all his cousins that are females. Like he's always looking out for them, always yeah. making sure that they're safe, always checking in on them. And I think that's something we need to teach the younger generation mm. as well, instead of, I don't know, it's a hard one.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, change definitely comes from like teaching the next generation what to do and what not to do. And I feel like if I had boys, I would, you know, when I do, I would be teaching them like how to respect women and how to treat a girl, because that's where it all starts. But I'd probably also teach them how to process their emotions healthily, so that when they do get hurt, because it's bound to happen, they don't think it's the end of the world and want to, you know, do that to someone. Because like girls feel like that too when they get their heart broken. Like, you know, we lose all sense of like what's the rational thing to do right now. You know, when you're acting off of feelings, I think it's important to make sure you do it in a healthy way. And that would probably be something I would want to teach my kids, like how to process your emotions healthily instead of thinking you have to do something in order to get revenge or, you know, whatever he was thinking. I don't even know. I can't even go there because, you know, I don't understand. But I think that would be something important too. But, I mean, it's hard to say because I could never understand getting a person like that, like that would do such a thing. So I don't even know how he got to that place.
Yeah. And I think it's like there needs to be more education around what is abusive behavior, because sometimes the person, like, obviously not talking about this incident at Bondi now, I'm actually thinking about that incident. I don't know if you remember, but there was, I'm pretty sure it was in Sydney, a young girl was dating a guy for 3 weeks, ended things. He went to the school that she worked at or went to, murdered her, left, and then jumped off a cliff. Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, he dated her for like 3 weeks, bro, and she said no, and then he killed her. Crazy, right? But there was obviously some sort of behaviors that were happening within that 3 weeks for her to go, this guy's a bit mental, don't want to be in this relationship anymore. And there needs to be more education for not just the person within the relationship, but for friends to recognize that, hey, that's not right. We need to kind of keep you safe, move you away from here, that type of thing. And also for the parents to recognize what is normal behavior and what is not normal behavior, so that they can step in if they need to. Because I don't think there's enough education around what is coercive control, what is abusive behavior, what signs do you look out for. People realize too late.
Yeah.
And incidents aren't taken seriously as well. Like if, say, there's an incident that happens within a relationship, I don't think the police are taking the first incident too seriously. But not only that, the friends and families need to take it really seriously too to get that person out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Have you ever had a friend where you've kind of had to step in when you've noticed their, like, partner's behavior? Or?
Yes. Well, okay, I've had to do it twice, one to Mel, but actually you too. And I can't believe you have forgotten about this.
Oh, yeah.
So when you started, I'm not going to name any names or anything, but when you weren't even dating him.
No.
You were kind of seeing him and he immediately gave me red flags, like, from the first week. And it was very hard for me to navigate because I'm your mum and you were still quite young at that point and it was a very new-ish relationship. So I didn't want you to think that I was just saying these things because I didn't want you to have a boyfriend. Like, it's very hard to kind of navigate.
Mm.
But the signs that I was getting from this boy were psychotic, you know, constantly calling. And I mean calling, and then you'd hit the red button and he'd call again. You'd hit the red button and he'd call again. Not even waiting 5 minutes, like, it was immediate. You went from friends to instantly in a relationship, which is kind of a red flag.
Well, we weren't in a relationship.
I know, but
ever.
He was, like, treating you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like talking about it because – scares me still.
Yeah. Okay. Like, we won't talk about it anymore.
Okay. Literally when I think about this, I just think about him like actually doing something to me. So,
but what I'm grateful for is we had a good relationship where you actually, even though it was hard for you, you ended things.
Mm.
And looking back now, you're like, thank God that happened because can you imagine? Holy hell. Like, honestly, that was only 3 weeks of your life. Can you imagine if things didn't go the right, like if you just kept doing whatever you were doing? Second time I had to talk to a friend was actually Mel. And I didn't.
So you're two friends.
My only two friends. And again, super hard to navigate because when you're in love, sometimes you're blinded, right? And you can only just, you can't see what's happening on the side. You can only see the person that you love and you're so, and you're in that moment of like feeling in love. And so everything just feels right and you kind of don't even look at the red flags. So it's hard for a friend to step in and say, hey, I'm worried. I just want to let you know because you don't want to damage your friendship at the same time, right? But for this instance, I really hated this guy. I really, really fucking hated him. And, you know, part of me was like, I need to navigate this gently. But then he pissed me off. And I was like, there's no more being nice about it. And I just flat out told Mel, I hate him and he's like not a good guy.
Mm.
Like, he is straight up not a good guy. Like, how can you be mean to the best friend within the first month of dating? That is a red flag to me. Like, he's clearly trying to push me out of the picture because he's trying to isolate Mel, which is what abusive men try to do. And for him to do that to me within the first month, I was like, I straight up hate this guy.
Yeah.
And it was the best day of my life when they broke up. So, yeah, and then obviously Mel's had, like, boyfriends after that that I've loved and they've, you know, broken up for different reasons or whatever. But the best advice I can give is it's not easy for the friend to say something.
Yeah.
And so if they're actually saying something, listen to them. It means something. You know? And even if the parent is stepping in and saying something, it's not easy for the parent to say something either. So maybe just take a moment to listen to what they're saying, because when you think about it, friends and family don't want to see you sad. They don't want to see you upset. They want to see you happy. But if they've got an issue with a boyfriend, there's a reason why.
Yeah. And I feel like that's really important, because I mean, there's been instances where I know my friends are in, you know, cooked relationships, and I don't want to say anything because I'm like, you know, they'll learn. But now that I think of it, like, I should just say something because they might not even have time to learn these days. Like, it's just, you might as well just say something and jeopardize, you know, them being like, oh my God, she doesn't understand, we're in love. But you could, like, really save someone from a bad situation. So
save their life.
Yeah.
You can actually save their life. Like, that is not an exaggeration. Like we were saying before, there are 30 women that have lost their lives this year to a man. So you could technically save your friend's life. So I think it is important for us to kind of speak up as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I know for me personally, like, hearing all this stuff is very emotionally draining. And like, even going to the shops, sometimes feeling on edge, that type of thing puts a strain on you, right? Like, you don't feel good at all. And that's not how you want to be feeling when you just duck into the shops to grab, I don't know, whatever you grab at the shops, milk and bread. But things that I've been doing to try and lift my spirits and I guess make me feel better during this time is I'm actually getting back into my morning walks, Tisha. You'd be so proud of me.
Really?
I've been on 3 walks since we got – I know. But you know what? That is my secret, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I'm feeling crappy, it's to do something for myself. And morning walks is my cure.
Yeah.
Because the sun is just getting up. There's hardly anybody around. I'm with my dog. I've got my AirPods in. I'm just doing my thing. I'm getting exercise in first thing in the morning. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling hydrated. Like, it's about starting your day right.
Yeah.
And sometimes when all this negativity is happening, sometimes people will wake up, jump on their phone, and the first thing you see on your phone is usually, I don't know, a news article or something quite negative. So by doing your morning walk instead of jumping on your phone is a great way to start your day.
100%. And something I do, well, I've been doing it like my whole life. Well, like, actually not my whole life, ever since COVID really, because that whole time just put everyone in the worst mindset ever. But I don't watch the news. I don't read the news. I don't like buy into any of it because, like I said before, a lot of the times it's over exaggerated and it's there to instill fear. You know what I mean? Like, and there's like a difference between like reading up on like, you know, like the incident. Like, obviously I'm going to read about that and like see what happened because it feels like I should, because it's relevant. Like, it's something that I should like educate myself on and see like what happened, because like I know the area, I know.
It's our home.
Yeah, it's like our home, etc. But yeah, waking up and starting your day by reading the news is probably the worst thing you could ever do, because you will live in a constant state of fear. And, you know, this is to say like everything that happens is bad, is awful, but don't let it take away from, you know, the good that we do have in the world.
Yeah, and so true.
You know, everything that's bad is outweighed with good. Like, it's always going to be 50-50 because if there was no good, then there would be no bad. And then if there was no bad, then there would literally be no good.
Yeah.
So I think just try focus on the positive things. And if you really need help, like, just talk to someone you know about it. Yeah.
So true.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. If this did raise anything for you, please look in our episode description. We've left some links in there if you guys need some help. But we will talk to you next time.
Okay, bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.